CBS presents this program in color.
Everything ready?
Yes, sir, Commandant. It's your order.
Good.
Herr Commandant, shall I put the prisoners into the barracks?
No, leave them alone. I want them to see who's arriving, especially Hogan.
Ooh, I understand.
No, you don't. But that's nothing new.
Blood and guts drags out the welcome mat. It's got to be something.
And he's smiling.
And when he's smiling, he's happy. When is he happy?
When he's being a snake.
Correct.
An RAF officer, a group captain at least.
Now, why are they taking him to special quarters?
Yes, there's something going on.
Yeah, who is he?
Don't worry, Colonel, we'll find out for you.
Yeah, we're going to work on it no other way. Don't worry about it.
I'll tell you what, we're dying on it.
We'll find out.
Don't worry.
All right. Hold it.
You know that.
Appreciate your spirit, but don't waste your time. I already know who it is. It's Group Captain James Roberts, an important RAF officer and a good friend of mine. Let's find out why he's getting the VIP treatment.
To a successful mission.
And to the elimination of the number one enemy of the Third Reich, Winston Churchill. Himmler will settle for nothing less than perfection itself.
Of course, Major. Now, if I were in his place, I would...
Fortunately for Germany, you are not. Is everything crystal clear?
Major, it cannot fail because it is simplicity itself.
Exactly. I knew you would understand anything simple, Kling.
Oh, thank you, sir. Now, I believe that it would be very...
Yeah. Colonel Hogan has requested to see you.
By all means, let him come in.
Yeah, but he'll come on.
Our fish is nibbling at the bait.
My fish.
Colonel Wink.
Yes, Hogan, what is it?
You have a new prisoner, Group Captain James Roberts, RAF. I want to see him.
He wants to see the prisoner.
That's not surprising?
Of course, now that I've made the request, I'm sure you'll deny it.
He says we'll deny it.
We will?
As senior officer here, I'm entitled to talk to any new prisoner brought into the Stalag, and you have to see him. It'll be in direct violation of the Geneva Prisoner of War Convention, and I'll make a formal complaint to the Red Cross and the protecting power.
Very well, you may see the prisoner.
You may see the prisoner?
And believe me, when word gets back to the big boys on our side, you'll see what happens to... What'd you say?
I said you may see the prisoner anytime you like.
There you are, Hogan. Your request has been granted.
Guys ought to give me a little notice when you're going to do something decent.
Really?
Yeah. I faint very easily.
I went along on a recon mission up the French coast to have a look at their fortifications.
That's when they got you.
Oh. Right. Two Messerschmitts came up and had a proper go at us. Blasted our port engine. Had to bail out. And I happened to prayer on the ground. They nabbed me straight away.
How long were you in Stalag 9?
Oh, roughly 2 months, I say. But they behaved decently enough for Jerry's. Still, jolly strenuous.
Interrogation?
Days of it. Weeks, in fact. They never gave me a moment of privacy. They took pictures of me, recorded my voice while they questioned me.
Recorded your voice? Why?
Well, I haven't the foggiest, old boy. But you know the way the crowds are. The sticklers for detail never miss a trick.
Yeah, I know.
Hogan, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Just stretching.
Well, how are you getting on here in Stalag 13?
Oh, deliriously happy.
I must say it's a rather grubby-looking place.
I did ask for a POW camp on the French Riviera, but they couldn't give me a reservation. It seems they were all full up for the season.
Full up for the season? That's jolly good.
Our little plan seems to be going well.
Our little plan?
Ah, the Gestapo's most efficient, I always say.
Thank you, Glenn. Now be quiet.
Well, Robbie, I guess I'll be going along.
Well, awfully decent of you to stop by. I'll
try to stop by again tomorrow if the crowds let me.
Jolly good.
So long. Crowds are up to something big, and I think it may involve you. What'd they question you about at Stalag 9?
Everything. They know I'm on Air Marshal Tedder's staff, RAF liaison with the War Council, that I attend briefings they give Sir Winston.
Very convenient. They fell all over themselves giving me permission to see you. And alone, again, why?
That's anybody's guess.
Time to stop guessing and find out.
Robbie, I can't believe he'd have anything to do with killing Churchill.
He said it himself. He can get near Churchill. The Croats are treating him very nicely. I think he's sold out.
Him? Collaborate with the Nazis? That man over there is British.
Not Robbie.
I'm sorry, Nukov. We've got to consider it.
Even if he was involved, why transfer him to Stalag 13? Krauts had him on ice at Stalag 9.
Colonel.
Colonel, there's something going on in Klink's office. I had the bug tuned in and I heard him talking.
Sounds important.
And so far, every detail of our plan has worked beautifully.
Yes, beautifully.
Major, I've been through a good deal in the last few months without being told anything.
Hey, they got Roberts in there.
Oui, and he's making noises like one of them.
Now, I should like to know exactly what is my mission.
You have been chosen to kill the greatest enemy we Germans have in this war. Winston Churchill.
Well, that... The sellout.
No, he won't do it.
Right, sir. Not one of our lads.
Major. I am honored.
A blatant traitor.
Hold it.
Oh, I too am honored. I mean, I'm honored to be part of this.
Group Captain Roberts has the highest security clearance. He is frequently near Churchill when the British War Council meets. On one of those occasions, you will shoot him.
And please don't miss him. I mean, the Major has gone through a lot of trouble to set this up. This has been very expensive.
You will be flown from here to the Belgian coast. There you will take a small boat across the channel. The final leg of your miraculous escape from the Germans.
I understand, sir.
And when does the Major leave?
Not when, but how is most important. For purposes of your cover story, you will ask Colonel Hogan to help you escape from here. The Commandant will make sure you are not caught in the act.
Very ingenious.
Major Hofstetter, there has never been a successful escape from Stalag 13. Now you're destroying a brilliant record.
We can destroy Stalag 13's record here. Or your own brilliant record will come to an end on the Russian front. About 10 minutes after you arrive there. Your choice.
I think you're going to have a marvelous escape. Good luck.
All right, Clink. Bring in our guest.
Fräulein Hilde, send in our guest.
In heaven's name.
Group Captain Roberts, Lieutenant Baum.
Group Captain, he could be my twin.
Anyway, he is. He is.
Double.
Those twisters.
C'est pas croyable. They can't do that. It's illegal.
Fantastic.
They do wonders with plastic surgery.
I have this friend in Düsseldorf, a Mrs. Schwenk, charming woman. Slight sag around the chin, well, you know how it is. She phoned this certain Dr. Halsbrooker. Now, he advised her
not
to...
Not now, Clint.
This is monstrous.
The lieutenant looked a great deal like you to start, but the surgeons have done a remarkable job, no?
The pictures. That's why you took those pictures of me. Yes, indeed, Group Captain. From the beginning, it's been rather a lark. Jolly good fun, actually. He's even imitated my voice. Of course, the recordings.
Colonel, how'd they get the double into camp without us seeing him?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, I could have sneaked him in any night.
We're supposed to know everything that goes on around here.
That's what I thought.
Well, I am satisfied.
So am I.
I'm glad. I don't think we need detain Group Captain Roberts any longer, Colonel.
Oh, of course not, Major. We shall move you to slightly less comfortable quarters, but much more, shall I say, colorful?
Whatever it is you're planning, you won't get away with it, I promise you that.
Guard!
Carter outside, see where they take him. Back on the double.
Right, Colonel.
Now, there remains one important test. The real reason you were brought here. Today you will move into Captain Roberts' quarters. Then you will ask to see your friend, Colonel Hogan.
And he must believe that I am Roberts.
Exactly. They were very good friends when Hogan was assigned to the RAF. If you can deceive him, you are ready for your mission.
And I think he can do it, Major.
There is one final detail. This was developed by the Gestapo Section 8. It is carried strapped to the forearm, so, under the tunic, of course, and fired by muscular action.
With that, he certainly can't miss.
And when he shakes hands with Churchill, he fires the gun.
There's a shot that'll be heard round the world.
Colonel, can't we stop it? I mean, that's Winnie they're talking about blasting.
Well, you notify London.
Sure, then they'll grab the assassin before he can do any harm.
That's it, Kinch. Warm up the tubes a bit.
Yeah, but it won't save Roberts. Well, the Krauts can't afford to have two Captain Roberts running around.
So they'll kill the real one, huh?
5 minutes after the phony takes off.
Can't we spring Roberts?
How?
We haven't got a chance.
That's about all we do have is one chance.
They put Roberts in the cooler, sir.
Still have a branch tunnel leading in there?
Yes, it connects with the emergency tunnel.
Well, let's get him out tonight.
We can't move Roberts until we're sure we have his double stopped.
No problem there, sir. You just give me one of our guns, and I'll put a nice little hole right between his eyes. Now, it might not stop him, but it'll slow him down a bit.
Great. And then the Gestapo stops us with a firing squad.
Sir, we just can't let him have a shot at old Winnie.
I'm with you, Newkirk.
I mean, the war wouldn't be the same without him.
Colonel, it's your turn. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hi, very nice.
Come on, look.
We checked the tunnel into the cooler.
First class condition, sir. No cave-ins anywhere. Use it anytime you want.
Good.
Hey, you know, maybe after the war, we ought to get a job digging tunnels.
Yeah, we can go from jail to jail, charged by the foot.
Use the money to pay your psychiatrist.
I don't need a psychiatrist.
Yes, it may be a little late at that.
Yes, yeah, Captain Roberts wants to see you.
All right, should check it with Clink first?
Yeah, come on, Clink says you can have 10 minutes with the prisoner.
10 minutes? Oh, come on, Schultz. Hardly long enough to eat a chocolate bar.
20 minutes?
Eat slow.
Hey, Schultz. Come on,
Schultz.
Come on, Schultz. Escape?
Right. I've no idea what the Jerrys have in mind for me. I'd rather take my chances.
This is not just an ordinary Stalag. There's never been a successful escape.
Well, perhaps I can reverse the trend.
A perfect no-escape record. Now, if all the Stalags in Germany could...
Clint, you're blowing up like a pouter pigeon. Listen.
It takes weeks to dig a tunnel for you.
No, that's out of the question. I want to do this rather the simple, direct way.
Robbie, you're dealing with the toughest commandant in Germany. Behind that stupid expression, there's a monster.
I didn't have a chance to tell you when you were last here.
managed to bring a pair of wire cutters from Stalag 9.
You just go out and cut the wire and get away?
Exactly. The Huns won't expect anything so bold and simple.
Just might work if we insured it with a diversion.
Jolly good idea. Diversion would help.
One of my boys starts something at the other end of camp. Should draw the crowds away from you.
Excellent. That'll give me a fighting chance. Well, shall we lay it on for tonight?
Good. 9 o'clock. It's when they change the guards. They're a little disorganized.
Righto. Well, how can I ever thank you, Hogan?
Get to England. Give my regards to Churchill.
Churchill? Oh, yes, of course. Old Winnie. Yes. I'll do that.
Perfect. It's going like clockwork.
You must have a car waiting to take Bauman to the airfield.
Oh, I'll arrange that. You can depend on me, Major.
I will arrange it. I'd rather depend on me.
Well, now that you mention it, so would I.
All right, stick to the schedule. It should work.
Well, what if anything goes wrong?
Don't be afraid to use them.
Car's waiting on the road, sir.
German efficiency.
Yeah, two goons in the front seat.
All right, can't you know Kirkland about?
Right, sir. Boy, I miss all the action.
Stop complaining. This whole operation depends on you. You all set?
Sure, I cook while everybody else fights a war.
I'll see that De Gaulle gives you an oak leaf cluster and a crepe Suzette. Now move on.
Sir, I want you to meet your replacement, Claude. Time to go home, sir. The bus is waiting.
Oh, jolly good.
There you go. I think he's gaining weight, you know.
Herr Baumann, ich habe Befehl, Sie zum Flugplatz nach Hamburg zu bringen.
Here they are, moving toward the wire.
Has the guards been alerted?
The men guarding the wire have been told to look the other way.
Sergeant Schultz is watching the Englander in the cooler. I have taken care of everything.
Excellent, Klink.
Lieutenant Baumann, ich habe Befehl, Sie zum Flugplatz nach Hammelburg zu bringen.
Speaking English, you fool. I'm Group Captain James Roberts, RAF.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get on with it.
Potato pancakes, I made some extra.
It just reached aber gut.
Let me get a few to the captain.
It's against order. Nobody goes in there.
Oh, come on, Schulzy.
You're not supposed to be out of the barracks. You're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to go in there.
Okay, you win.
Wait a minute.
Don't be so hasty.
Come on, hurry it up, Robbie.
You said there'd be a diversion. Wait.
Don't worry. Cut.
Captain, one of the prisoners has a surprise for you. Hello, Captain. Captain.
Not Captain Roberts.
He must have sneaked up. I bet he's trying to escape.
Roberts. Where would he go?
Try to wire near the main gate.
Right. How do you know?
If I was going to escape, that's where I would go.
Okay. Keep the pancakes warm.
Aha! Hold! I caught you in time.
Don't shoot, comrade. Put your hands up. They got us.
So, Captain Roberts, huh? He's been this Hauptmann Roberts. It's been Lieutenant Baumann, special mission.
Lieutenant Baumann?
Don't listen to him, Schultz. English officers are very clever. He's trying to confuse you.
Well,
give up, Robbie. You're going to get a shot.
So.
Better lock him up. He's dangerous,
so.
Schultz.
I demand to see Major Hochstetter. Put him back into the cooler. If he tries anything, shoot him. I'll report you to the commandant. Come on!
Easy, want me to come along, Schultz?
Yes, it would be very nice. Especially when you were trying to help him to escape. March!
Yeah, hello. Excellent. Good work. Yeah, Heil Hitler. The airfield reports that Baumann alias Roberts took off for Belgium 5 minutes ago.
Oh, marvelous news, Major. Congratulations to both of us.
Yeah, both of us?
Oh, well, I'd like to feel I had a small part in helping.
Yeah, very small.
In your report to the Gestapo, could
Herr
you possibly...
Commandant?
Not now, Schultz. Could
Herr
you possibly...
Commandant, I'm reporting that I captured a prisoner who was trying to escape.
That's true. Obviously, the diversion.
Yes, of course, the diversion.
I'd like to make a confession. Sergeant Schultz gets full credit.
All right, Hogan, some other time. In your report, Major, please mention my name. I think...
If I do something wrong, it's no good. If I do something right, it's no good either.
Well, no worries, Schultz. I'll see that you get full credit for the capture.
Oh, you're nice, Colonel Hogan. You might be my enemy, but sometimes you're also my friend.
Look at it this way, Schultz. If you've got me as a friend, you don't really need an enemy.
Thank you.
Anytime, Schultz.
Ah, Major, here's your prisoner. So, Sergeant Schultz, you caught Group Captain Roberts, eh?
Good work, Sergeant.
I am not Group Captain Roberts. I'm Lieutenant Baumann.
He keeps saying that.
If you are Lieutenant Baumann and speak German, what was your mission?
Winston Churchill to Turtle. And ihr seid alle verrückt.
This can't be. But I just had the reports that the Englishmen then crossed the channel early this morning, protected by the Luftwaffe. Klink! I will mention you in my report.
I don't understand.
You're a very clever adversary, Colonel Hogan. My congratulations.
Thanks.
Hogan!
Don't blame me. I didn't know his arm was loaded.